We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos. Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Gevias Choiv Mehalakuchos, Vehilchas Apoitiki, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Beis. This halacha again is based on Torah Aleph in the second half of Likutei Moran. And Rav Nilson is all speaking about lending and borrowing and returning a loan. Let's continue. Avol kishe'enoy mekayim kol zeh. Rav Nilson Zal says, however, when a person does not fulfill what we mentioned in the previous paragraph, which is to return all the energy and all the sustenance that he receives, we know that all the energy and sustenance that we receive from Hashem. It all comes from the Devar Hashem. That's the origin. And the Devar Hashem is the word of Hashem that comes from Kaviyochel Hashem's mouth. The Devar Hashem is also the tefillah of the greatest tzaddikim, is also called the Devar Hashem. So that all the energy and life and sustenance, Baruch Nis HaBegashmis, that we receive from them. And it's given in the form of a loan. The Zohar HaKadosh uses a terminology that they lend it. The tzaddik is called the Malveh HaGodol, the great lender. When do we return it? Rav Nilson Zal explained in the previous paragraph that when a Jew davens and he puts all of his energy into his tefillah, and then he sends his tefillah to the tzaddik, that he's davening to Hashem, but he's sending his tefillah to the tzaddik for the tzaddik to package it and to put it together with the other tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, with his own tefillah, and send it up to Hashem, that's or. When the person is zoche to give money or anything else to the tzaddik, these are the different forms by which we return the loan. This loan that we're given, this energy, sustenance, life that we receive, this is how we return it. So now Rav Nosson Zal says that when a person does not fulfill all of this, ומקבל כוחס השפע ליעצמוי, the person receives sustenance and nourishment and life for themselves, and the person does not put any effort into returning it back to its source, to the great lender, which is a nickname for the tzaddik. Then that person is in the category of one who borrows and does not pay back, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, loive rosho v'lo yishalim. That person is called a rosho chas v'shalom. Umize hatam biatzmoi kora David es harosho b'shem loive rosho v'lo yishalim. And this is actually the reason why David HaMelech refers to a rosho, a wicked person, as one who borrows and doesn't return. Ki kol ha-pegomim klulim bozeh, because all sins and all evil that a person does, everything a person does wrong, is related to what we're talking about here. Ki kol ma shepoigim b'hachius v'hakoyach v'hashefa shemekabel ve'eino machzirom l'sharoshoi shehu amal v'agodol, because any sin that a person does, any infraction that a person commits towards the life and power and sustenance which that person receives, and they don't return it back to its origin, which is the great lender, who bichlal loive rosha v'lo yishalim. That puts the person in the category of rosha, a rosha who borrows and doesn't pay back. V'zehu loive rosha v'lo yishalim, v'tzadik choinein v'noisim. And that's why in that same pasuk in Tehillim, it mentions both. That the Rasha is defined as one who borrows and doesn't return. The tzaddik is the one who is always giving generously. Hainu shehakosuv mispalei umasmia al pegam haloi verosho she'enoi mishalim umachzir hakoichos lamal v'agodel shuat tzaddik u'emes. The pasuk is sort of expressing its wonderment about this terrible thing that the borrower does, that he borrows and doesn't return the powers to the great lender, which is the tzaddik ha'oisek b'tfilah kanal, the tzaddik who is involved in tefillah on the highest level. Ki haloi ha'tzaddik choinen v'noisen tomed b'li hefsek kol ha'hashpoes toivois. Because Rabbi Nosson Zal explains, the tzaddik is constantly giving. He's receiving from Hashem, and he's constantly distributing and giving that shefa that he receives from Hashem to all members of the world without any interruption. The tekev kishetachzir uteshalim usesalik lo yakoichos, and the moment that a Jew will give back, will take that energy and that power that he received and put it back into his own tefillah and send it back to the tzaddik, then the tzaddik gives you back again, as we explained in the previous paragraph, he gives you back double, triple, 100 times as much as what you're sending him. And if that's the case, how do you show such chutzpah towards the one who is lending you, the one who you're indebted to, the one who you're ingratiated to, which is the great lender, shehu hatzadik hachoinen v'noisen lecho kol hashpo es tomid, which is the tzaddik who is constantly giving you all of this shefa, leval lehishtade letoivoscho, by you not putting in a certain minimum effort for your own benefit, lehachzir loy kol hakoicho es tomid, to return that power, that energy, on a constant basis, to return it to the tzaddik. How? Al yidei tefillah, through your tefillah, by davening properly, putting kavana into your tefillah, putting power, putting all of your energy into your tefillah, and attaching your tefillah to the tzaddik. That's one way. Utzedaka, and by giving tzedaka to the tzaddik, kanal, as we discussed in the previous paragraph. And that's why in that paragraph of Tehillim that this pasuk is from, right near where it speaks about loyve rosha v'loyishalim, right next to that, it praises the tzaddik by saying kol hayoyim choineinu malve. The tzaddik is constantly lending all day. He is always giving. Ki hatzadik hu bechinas hamalve hagodol, because the tzadik is the great lender, shehu choinen umalve kol hayoim tomed b'li hefsek, who is constantly, all day, without interruption, giving and lending. Once again, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, chapter 1, in the second half of Likut Imran, that this word malve is found in the first letters of the pasuk Utzvo Hashem Lecho Mishtacha, Utzvo Hashamayim Lecho Mishtachavim, which we say every day in Shachris in Vayvorech David, where we acknowledge the fact that all the armies of heaven and all the heavenly spheres, the sun and the moon and the stars and everything, all of them bowed to you. They bowed to Hashem. They show their recognition that they're receiving everything from Hashem. Via what? Via the Dvar Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu, Uberuah Piv Kol Tzvom. It's through the word of Hashem, the Dibur of Hashem, that heaven was created and all of its armies and all of its spheres and everything. So again, everything originates from Hashem, from the Dvar Hashem. And it comes down from the highest, highest place, from the top of the top. It spirals down to the angels, and from the angels down to the stars, and the stars down to the sun and the moon, and those spheres, and then comes down to the world. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that the great, great tzaddikim, when they daven, their tefillah is also called Dvar Hashem. Because the Gemara tells us, for example, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, who are the ones who gave us the Shmon Esrei that we have, the Gemara says, how did they get it? The Gemara says, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinam. Hashem spoke from their throats. So we see from there and many other examples that the tzaddikim, the great, great tzaddikim, their tefillah is called Dvar Hashem. so that they are also in the category of this Malveh HaGodol, to whom all the heavenly spheres bow. Bow means they're subservient. They receive, all of them receive from the Dvar Hashem, which is a nickname for the tzaddik, for the tefillah of the tzaddik. Paragraph Gimel. V'chol ha'halvoi sheboilam, and all loans and debts that are found in the world, nimshochem mizeh, all come from this, mi pigam hanal, from the pigam, from the mistake, from the error that we described previously, of people receiving shefa from the tzaddik, and via the tzaddik, and not giving back. Shal yidei shepoigim bebechina hanal, by a person messing up in this category, the enoi mesalei kahalvo la'tzadik, and not returning the loan that they receive from the tzaddik, al yidei zeh bo lidei halvo mamish. That's what brings the person financial problems, where the person does not have enough to support themselves, and they have to borrow. Shemuchrach lilvois mamoy me'acherim, whereby the person is forced to borrow money from other people. Ki bevadai kishe'oisen retzoinoi shalmokoyim b'shleimus, ein tzrichen lovoy l'dei avo klal. Because most certainly, if a Jew is living properly, if they are fulfilling the will of Hashem properly, 100%, that person will not have to borrow from anybody. Adarabba, just the opposite. Hu malvel acherim. He will be so blessed that he'll be in a position to lend to others. Kamo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, as Hashem says when he describes the Jews behaving well, Hashem says, v'hilviso goyim rabim v'atol loisilve. You will lend to great nations, to many nations, and you will not borrow from anybody. V'hakoil hu bebechina hanal. All of this is tied into what we learned earlier. Kishezoiche letfila b'shleimus. When a Jew is zoiche to perfect tfila. How? Al yidei shemekasher tfilosoi letzadik hador. By the person putting every effort they possibly can into their tefillah, to daven with kavona, to daven with intensity and power, to put all of their energy into it, kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem ikamoicho, and then attaching their tefillah to the tzaddik of the generation, shehu bechinas hamalve hagodol, who is the great lender, azai hu nichlal boy. By a person doing that, that person becomes part of the tzaddik. His tefillah becomes part of a tzaddik's tefillah, and he becomes part of a tzaddik. That's called attaching yourself. V'oz hu zoyche gam kein lihiyos malveh v'loy loyveh. And if you become part of a tzaddik, just like the tzaddik is a lender, you are also a lender. You're no longer a borrower. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hilviso, you will lend. Va'ato loisilve, you will not have to borrow. Ulehepech, and chas v'sholem, if a person does the opposite, if a person doesn't follow this formula, hu tzorech lihiyos loyve, then that person falls into a position where he has to borrow. Al yidei shepogam babachina hanal, by the fact that the person did not follow the advice of Rabbeinu Nosanzal here. Person did not fulfill this plan. V'loy hechzir kol hakoychos. He did not return all the energy, all the power that he received. He did not put it back into his tefillah and send it back to the tzaddik. Lihiyos nichlal b'malva godol. To allow himself to become part of the great lender, which is the tzaddik. Paragraph Dalid. Nimtza, we see therefore, shekol ha'halvois boim mipigam hatfila, that all debts and all loans, people having to borrow, is the result of a deficiency and a defectiveness in the person's tefillah. The person isn't davening properly the way we described here. Upegam hatfila hu al yedei shalosh avodos hamavurim shom ba'Torah now. Over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal says that tfila is called avoida. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, ula avdoi bechol levavchem, to serve Hashem with your whole heart. The Gemara asks, ezehu avoida shebelev, what's called avoida of the heart? The Gemara says, that's tfila. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show there that there are three other avoidos that mess up tefillah. There are three other actions that are referred to as avoida, which can harm a person's tefillah. Shehin bechinas avoida zora, one is idol worship, vegilui arayos, and sins with women, ushfichas domim, and murder, v'chulu, etc. Ayin sham, look over there in chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, towards the middle, where Rabbeinu Zal goes into great detail showing how these three things harm a person's tefillah. Sheheim nikroim avoidois. These three sins are also called avoidois. Hepech avoidas hatfila. They are the opposite of the service of prayer. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran. V'alkein, now Rav Nosson Zal explains. V'alkein haloiva nikra b'shem eved. It's for this reason that when one has to borrow, he's called an eved, a servant, a slave. B'chinas eved loiva l'ish malve. As the pasuk says, a borrower is a slave, a servant to the lender. Ki ikar ha-halvo nimshach mipigam hatfila. Because as we explained earlier, the fact that a person has to borrow comes from a deficiency, a defectiveness in the tefillah. Shenimshach al yedei pigam sholoi shavoides hanal, which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, what damages a person's tefillah? These three avoides, avoides zora, gila ra'i shvichas domim. Dahainu, pigam ho'emuna, avoides zora is a deficiency in faith, u'pigam abris, and sins with women, v'chulu, etc. V'alkein, ikr ho'avdus v'hashibud chal al hakarka. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand also why when a person does borrow, the lien, the hold that the lender has on the borrower goes especially on land, on property, real estate that the borrower owns. Kishom magia ikr pegam ho'avoidoi sanal. Because these sins, avoda zara, gila ra'ach, shvichas domim, the damage that they cause affects the land, the earth, the property. Shemehem bo yegias v'tirdas haparnosa. They are the ones that cause the major struggle and difficulty in parnosa, in earning a livelihood, in having the money that one needs. Bebechinas, as the Torah says, when Adam and Chav ate from the Eitz Hadas, Bezeya sapecho toicha lechem. With your sweat and struggle and toil, you will eat, you'll earn your livelihood. Shehu bechinas avoida. This is the concept of this work, struggle. Sheshes yomim tavoid, the Torah says. 6 days you'll work. Shetzorich lavoid velamoil b'shvil haparnosa. Whereby most people have to work and struggle to earn a livelihood. Shenimshach michet Adam Arishon. This is the result of the sin of Adam Arishon. Shepogam batfila. We know that Adam Arishon was poigam in tfila. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that if Adam Arishon would have said a special tfila instead of eating from the Eitz Hadas, had he said a proper prayer, and had he waited to have relations with Chava until Shabbos, none of that damage would have happened. There wouldn't be death, there wouldn't be destruction, or there wouldn't be the struggle for Parnassah, there wouldn't be the difficulty in learning Gemara. All the results, all the negative, the catastrophes that resulted from the Eitz Hadas all could have been avoided if Adam HaRishon would have said his tefillah. This is the wording that the Zohar HaKadosh uses, the Arizal uses. Shepogam batfilah. Adam HaRishon was pogam in tefillah. Upogam bebechina sholoi shavoidai sanal. And he was also pogam in these three avoidos, shehem avoidezora vegidu arai shvichas domim. As the Zohar HaKadosh expounds on all of this, that Adam HaRishon by eating from the Eitz Hadas violated all three of these sins. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the act of eating from the Eitz Hadas was an act of going against the direct command of Hashem. So that was certainly a display of lack of faith and respect for Hashem. So it was like Avodah Zarah. Hashem says, don't eat, and you eat. That's like worshiping idols. Number two, Hashem said, on the day that you eat, you're going to die. So the act of eating Tznei Tzadas was an act of murder. Murdering who? Murdering man. Murdering mankind. That's what brought death into the world. And the Gilui Arayis is related to what we mentioned earlier, that the Zohar HaKadosh says that had Adam HaRishon and Chava waited, they were created on Friday, had they waited till Shabbos in order for them to unite, that would have been the highest level, a union with complete purity that would have left mankind in a state of purity. The fact that they didn't, the fact that they had relations during the week that on Friday, that therefore is considered like a pegama bris, an aspect of a deficiency, a defectiveness in the purity and holiness that they were supposed to achieve had they waited till Shabbos. We have the pasuk v'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. The word lishmor means to guard, to keep. The word lishmor also means to wait for. There's a pasuk by Yaakov Avinu when Yosef HaTzadik told him his dreams. It says that the brothers heard the dream. Ve'oviv shomar es hadovar, and his father Yaakov Avinu waited to see what to see this happen. So the shomru v'nei Yisrael Shabbos refers to the fact that the tzadikim, the talmidei chachamim, they wait for Shabbos. Meaning they abstain during the 6 days of the week. They wait for Shabbos for this holy union. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh expounds on this. Ve'ikar ha-pegam higia la-hakarka. And the main damage that was caused by all of this affected the land, the earth. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says over there in the beginning of Bereshis, Arura ho'adomo ba'avurecha. The earth is cursed because of you. Be'itzava in toichalena, with depression, with struggle, you will earn your livelihood. Shehem ribui hayegioi shetzrichim biyoiser ba'avoides ho'adomo. This refers to all the struggle and effort that man has to put into earning a livelihood, especially in the field of agriculture, in working the land. To plow and to plant and to all incredible procedures that have to go on. The ikar hatikun hu al yedei tikun hatfila b'shleimus kanal. And the fixing this, correcting all of this, the most important, the best way that we can achieve that is through tikun hatfila. She ikar hatikun al yedei hu adoma daika, whereby the main tikun is through the earth, through the land. Ki mishom me'afar ho adoma, mishom daiko tzrichen lahachzir kol ha'koy choysad l'mahalo kanal. Because it's from there, from the earth, from the dirt, that we have to return all the energy that Hashem sends down to the earth and to the dirt, to the land. We have the ability to return all of that energy, to send it back up to Hashem. Ki Hashem Yisborach Boro HaKoyel Meiroi Shvat Soif Bishvil HaOdom Daiko Shehu Oymed Al Ratz HaZois. Because Hashem created everything from beginning to end, from top to bottom, from Atzilus to the dirt, He created all of it for the sake of man. Shehu Oymed Al Ratz HaZois, man who stands on this earth, on this land. V'al Kein, and therefore, Kol ha-koichos ha-nimshocha midvar Hashem imala mala midarga ledarga. All the energy and all the sustenance and all the power that comes from the Dvar Hashem, that comes from the highest, highest places, and it comes down from level to level. Shekulam bebechinas loivin zemizeh vezemizeh, where each level, each lower level, receives and borrows from the level above it. Kol peulasam eino nishlemes. All of their efforts are considered incomplete, are not really finished, until the energy spirals down, down, down to this physical earth. Until it comes to the physical dirt, earth, land. When the grass and the trees and the flowers and the plants, when all of those things grow with that energy that originates all the way from on top, from Dvar Hashem, that's when the job is finished. That's when the job is completed, the first half of the job. Oz daiko nishlam peulois kol hakoichos shekiblu velovu zemizeh ad Dvar Hashem kanam. That's when the first trip is considered complete. That's when the sun and the moon and the angels and all the different levels on the ladder, all the different steps on the ladder who receive this energy from the Dvar Hashem, each one receives it from the one above them and sends it down to the one below them. And then he sends it down to the one below him, all the way down. The first half of the cycle is not complete until the energy reaches the bottom of the ladder, which is the physical earth, the land. And that energy is what makes plants grow and everything. Ve'oz daiko yecholin lahachzir ulesalek kol ha'halvois. And it's only then that all of these steps on the ladder have the ability to return, to send the energy back up. Lahavdol, it's like a yo-yo. Those who use a yo-yo know. You hold it, the string in your finger, and you let the thing go down, and it goes all the way down, 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 until it lets out the string completely. Then you tug on it a drop, and then the yo-yo comes all the way back up. Lahavdol, that's how this energy works. Dahainu, al yedei shemachzirim kol hakoichos latoich hatfila. This is accomplished by these plants and all of this vegetation, all of this growth, returning their energy into the tefila. Shehi bechinas dvar Hashem. Tefila is also called dvar Hashem. Shemishom hascholas hamshochas kol hakoyches kanam. And that's where the energy that they all got originates from. It all originates from the dvar Hashem. Uleshom tzrichim lachziram. Therefore, when they're returning it, when they're returning the energy, they have to send it back to the dvar Hashem. However, they cannot return that energy back to the Dvar Hashem, which would represent paying back the debt, until that energy first comes all the way down, down, down to the bottom, which is to this land, to this earth. And that energy accomplishes what it's supposed to accomplish in the earth, which is lahatzmiach tzmochim, to get all the plants and the trees and the grass and the fat to grow. Shehem chius kol bo'ei olam. They are the source of life for everything that exists in this world. The animals and the birds and the trees and the people all receive their life from the land, from the earth.
And
when human beings receive and draw energy and sustenance from these plants, from this vegetation which grows in the ground, through all of that energy that was sent down from the top, from the highest level sent down, then we human beings are obligated to praise and bless and thank Hashem, and to daven to Hashem. And through this tefillah, all of these plants and vegetation and everything, and the stars and the sun and the moon, and all of them return the energy that they received back to its source, which is Dvar Hashem, which is Tefillah. Aval kol zman, this is why we find that when we die in our Tefillah, in Psukei Dezimra, one of the paragraphs there is where we say, Hallelu kol malachov, Hallelu kol tzvov. We say, let the angels praise Hashem, and the stars praise Hashem, and koich veor. We list everything in creation. We're attaching ourselves to, and we're including everything in creation in our tefillah, including especially the plants and the trees and the vegetation, as we mentioned earlier, and Rav Nosson Zal will mention it again. Vayetze Yitzchak losuach basodeh. That one of the forms of tefillah is when a person goes out to the fields and he includes all the produce, all the plants and grass and trees and the leaves, all give their energy into, they include their prayers with the person's prayer. However, so long as that energy coming from Hashem, coming from the Dvar Hashem, has not reached all the way down to the earth, to the land, Adayin loy nishlam pulasam. They have not yet accomplished their mission. The mission is to receive energy from Hashem and send it down. To who? To the guy under you. And his mission is to send it down to the one under him. But the cycle is not complete until it gets all the way to the bottom of the bottom. V'alkein, i'efsher l'salei kahal voice. It's impossible to resolve these debts. Dahainu l'hachzir kol ha'koychos l'sharosh l'dvar Hashem. To return all of that energy to the Dvar Hashem. Kiim kishemagiyin ha'koychos ad horetz ha'gashmi kanal. Until all of that energy first comes all the way down to earth. V'ze b'chinas. This is what the pasuk says in the prophet Hosea, chapter 2. V'hoyo bayoim hahu. It will be on that day, e'ene nu'um Hashem. Hashem says, I will speak forth. E'enes hashamayim. I will speak to the heavens. V'heim yanu es ha'oretz. And they will speak to the earth. V'ho'oretz tanes hadogon v'satiroish v'sayitzor. And the earth will speak to the grain and the wine and the oil. V'heim yanu es Yisrael. And they will speak to Yisrael, to the Jewish people. V'ayin ha'pirush b'pirush Rashi u'metzudas David. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look over there in Hosea Beis at the commentary, Rashi's explanation and the Metzudas David. Shepirshu, they explain over there, Shekesh Hashem Yisborach mashpia b'koichoi lotzuk el hashamayim mi peleg hatoiv hatluyim b'maymar, that when Hashem sends forth with his energy to the heavens from Hashem's reservoirs of Shefa, which are all dependent on Hashem's speech, on Maimar, Nechshav She'oin Elohim al Bakoshosam. It is considered as if Hashem is responding to their requests. When Hashem sends Shefa down to Shamayim, it's as if the Shamayim pleaded with Hashem. They said, Hashem, send us Shefa, and Hashem responds to them. Shemevakshim Tomid Lekabel Hashefa Hatoiv Mimenu, because they are always requesting, they are always pleading and begging Hashem to send his good Shefa down. V'chein Hashamayim, and so to the Shamayim. Kishimashpim Koichom Al Oretz, when they send their Shefa all the way down to earth, Nechshav Shehim Oinim Lohem, it's considered as if they are responding to the request that was submitted by the earth. The earth submitted a request saying, hey, we need new Shefa. V'achar kach, kesheyisroel mekaplem ha-Shefa me'oretz, and then, when the Jewish people receive their nourishment and sustenance from the earth, from the vegetation, nechshav sheho'oretz oin Elohim, it's considered as if the earth is responding to our request, to our tefillah. Vazai tekev tzrichin Yisroel ahachzer kol ha-kolich ha-shikibu mayoretz. And at that point, the Jews who are the last one on this ladder to receive, now that we got it, it's time to turn around, make a U-turn, and give back, and send the Shefa back up. V'ho'oretz kiblo melemalo mala, and to return all of this energy that the Jews received from the earth, v'ho'oretz kiblo melemalo mala, and the earth received it from way, way above, lehachzir hakoy l'sharosham, to send all of that energy back up to its origin, shehu dvar Hashem. What is the origin? The dvar Hashem. How do we send that energy up? Alidei sheyispalalu b'koychoy seilu, by davening to Hashem, by using all of that energy in tefillah. A person is supposed to put all of his power into tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal begins chapter 9 in Likutei Moran by saying the words ki ikar hachius hu min hatfila, that the main source of life of a human being, of a Jew, is from tefillah. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, when you daven, you got to put your whole life into it. You got to put kolat smoysai toimaran Hashem yikamoicha. When a person is davening, he's got to daven with his hair, the hair on his head, and with his toes, and with his lungs, and with his nose. It's all going into the tefillah. It's all focusing from top to bottom, all coming out from his mouth in tefillah. Every part of his body and soul. Kolat smoysai toimaran, that's the wording. Through this, we are zeichet to become part of the great lender, Shehu Habal Tfila, who is the master of prayer, the great tzaddik, shezeichet lehikolel bedvar Hashem kanal, who is zeichet to be part of the dvar Hashem. Kimishom mitfila, Shehu dvar Hashem, Nimshichu kol hakoyach Yisraelu, because it's from there, from tefillah, which is called the Dvar Hashem, that's how all of this energy was drawn. Uleshom tzrichim lachzirom, and therefore we have to return it back to there. Ukemoy shetirgem Yonasan al pasuk zeh, as if you take a look in the Targum Yonasan over there in Hosea on this pasuk, on the words v'hoya bayoyim hahu e'ene, the Targum says, Vihei bi'idono hahi, it will be in that time, akabel tzeloyischoin, Omar Hashem, I will receive your prayer. The Targum Yonasan spells it out very clearly, that it's talking about tefillah. Afkid eshmaya, I will fill up the heavens. Vezeh bechinas, and this is also what the Pasuk says in the Haftorah that we read on a fast day at Mincha, because just as the water, the rain and the snow comes down from heaven, v'chulu, etc. Ayin lekamon, Rabbi Nosson Zal says, stay tuned. He's going to discuss this more in a latter part of this halacha. We mentioned once that one of the, I believe it's the Oinig Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, Rebbe Froimel writes, the word Shefa means sustenance. The word Shefa means sustenance, nourishment, Ruchnias, Gashmias, everything is included in the word Shefa. The word Shefa is synonymous with Tefillah, because the basis of our Tefillah, where do we get our Tefillah from? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They are the ones who gave us the three tefillos, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. By Avram Avinu, it says, Amida, El Hamokom Asher Omad Sham. He stood in the place where he had davened earlier. So the Gemara says, Ein Amida Elo Tefillah. To stand means to stand in prayer. Shmon Esrei. So the word Amida begins with an ayin. By Yitzchok Avinu, it says, Vayetze Yitzchok lo suach basode. Yitzchok Avinu went out to speak to Hashem in the field. The Gemara says, Ein sicha elo tefila. Lo suach means tefila. That's the shin of sicha. And by Yaakov Avinu it says, Vayifga Bamokoim. He arrived at the place. The Gemara says, Ein Pegia Elatfila. So you have these three verbs, which are the verbs that are used in the Torah to define the tefillah of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sicha, Pegia, Amida, the first letter spell the word Shefa, to show that all Shefa comes through tefillah. Whose tefillah? The tefillah of the great tzaddikim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, the great tzaddikim, their tefillah is Bechinas Devar Hashem. That again would explain why we start the Shmon Esrei, the most important tefillah, with mentioning their names. Elokei Avraham, because in Shmon Esrei we want to draw all the Shefa from Hashem. We're going to ask for everything. Das and Refuah and Kapora and Parnosa, everything. We start off by pushing those three buttons. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who are Shleimus HaTefillah. They are the Dvar Hashem, and they are the source of, the Dvar Hashem is the source of all Shefa. With this, we'll also understand a pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Likutei Moharan, where it says, from the corners of the earth, we heard a beautiful song. Miknaf ho'oretz daiko. Where does the song come from? From the corners of the earth, from all four corners of the earth, of Oretz. This is also what the pasuk says, Eretz nosno yevula. The land, the earth, gives forth its product. What is its product? Yevorcheinu Elokim, blessing Hashem. Ve'yiru oisoi kol afse oretz. And all corners of the earth, all ends of the earth, will respect Hashem. It's when the earth, the land, gives forth its product, meaning, whereby the earth, the land, returns all the energy that it received from above, it returns all of it to its source. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 11, in the second half of Likutei Moharan, Sheyivul, that the word yivul, which means product, the produce of the land, the word yivul is Roshei Tevois, Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode. That Yitzchok Avinu went out to speak to Hashem, Basode, with the field. In the field, with the field. Using the energy together with the grass and the trees and everything, his tefillah went up to Hashem with them. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moharan. Dahainu, Shekol Yevul Haoretz Choizrim Venoisnim Koichem Lotoich HaTefillah. That all the produce of the land, all of them return their energy into the tefillah. Ve'oz Daiko, Ve'yiru Oisoi Kolav Seoretz. And when that happens, then all ends of the world come to respect Hashem. Shekulam yirei mimenu yisparach. All of them fear and respect Hashem. Umoidim umispalil meilav. And they acknowledge, they show recognition that they know where it's all coming from. And they daven to Hashem. Ki yira b'chinas tefila. Because the term yira is synonymous with tefila. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, isho yiras Hashem. He tis halol. The woman who has Yiras Hashem, she praises. She is praiseworthy. She praises. Tehillah is another word for tefillah. So tefillah is Yiras Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place in Likutei Moharan. Ulehefech. And now Rabbeinu Zal says, let me show you the opposite of all of this. Kishekayin pogam bekol hu avoydei sanal. When Cain, Hevel's brother, committed all three of those sins again, the three avoidos, the bad avoidos, which are avoidah zora, gilui araya, shvichas domim. When he committed all three sins, ki horag es Hevel, number one, he murdered his brother, that's shvichas domim. V'kinoso ihoyo al hato'oimo yisera, why did he murder his brother? Because he was jealous of the extra wife that his brother had. In those days, they married their sisters. There were no other women to marry. So the Torah tells us when Cain was born, he was born with one twin sister, Vatoled es Cain. When Hevel was born, it says Vatoled es Ochiv es Hevel. So the Gemara says this tells us that Hevel was born with two twin sisters. And that was Cain's jealousy, that he wanted to have, he didn't want Hevel to have more wives than him. So again, this is an issue of Pegama Bris. It was about women. That's the Gilui Arayis. V'omar l'Hashem Yisborach. And then Cain had the chutzpah to say, when Hashem asked him, where's your brother? What does he say? Lo yodati, I have no idea. I don't know. Hashoymer ochion echi, am I my brother's watchman? V'gonav da'asuel yoinos. He was lying to Hashem. He's spitting in Hashem's face. Hashem said, you killed him, and Hashem asks you where he is, and you say you don't know? That's pegam emuna. That's avodah zorah. Ze b'chinas pegam emuna, sh'b'chinas avodah zorah. So Cain committed all three of these avodas, evil avodas. Nemar boy, that's why the Torah says by Cain again, arura ho'adoma bavurecha. The earth, the land is cursed because of you. Ki savoy desu adoma, when you will work the land, you're going to plant loisoisev teis koichaloch. It will not return its energy to you. The land will not give its koyach to you. Zehu ikra hapigam vakilkul heotsum hamagia alidei pgam sholoi shavayos nal. Rav Nosson Zal just showed us perfectly. That's the destruction, that's the damage that's caused by these three avoidos, these three evil avoidos. Avoidos zorah, kvila, ra'ah, shrich, hasdomim. Shaydezeh, poigmin, batfila. These three cause the tefillah to be totally damaged. Shaydezeh, ein ho adom onoisen es koicha lo adom. And thereby, not allowing the earth, the land, to give its energy to the person, lahachzir akoy ledvar Hashem, to return all of that energy into the tefillah, into the dvar Hashem, lesalek kol halvois, to return all the loans, to give back all of that energy. Bebechinas eretz nosna yevula. As the pasuk says, the earth will give its product. Again, it'll return the loan. Bechinas vayetze Yitzchok lasuach basode. When a Jew goes out to daven with all that energy from the sode. Shepogam boze, Cain messed up all of this. Al yedei pigam sholoi shavoides nal. By committing these three, by violating all three of these sins. Sheheim mafsiden es hatfilah. These are the three things that destroy tefillah, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moharan. Nemar boy, hefech mizeh mamesh. And that's why the Torah says about Cain the exact opposite of what we explained happened when the tefillah is going the right way. What does the pasuk say? Ki savoy de suadoma, when you will work the land, loy toisef teis koichaloch, it will not give its energy to you. It will not. That's the opposite of what's supposed to happen when the tefillah is the right way. When the tefillah is the right way, the earth and all its vegetation is contributing all of its energy into the tefillah of the person. Nemtzo, we see therefore, she'ikr hatikun shel siluk halvois, shehu al yedei shemarzir in kol hakoich zotoich hatfilah, hu daiko al yedei horetz. We see from all of this that the whole concept of paying back debts, of returning loans, comes about when a person puts all the energy into the tefillah, and that can only come about after the energy has reached the land, the earth, the karka. V'alkein ikr shibud shel halvo hu al karka daika. And that's why when we talk about a lender having a lien on the borrower's possessions, the lien goes on the land, on the earth. Ki hashibud shubechinas avdus shebo al yidei ha-halvo. Because this lien, which is a form of slavery, indebtedness, which came about as a result of this loan, shenim shuchayidei shepogam b'sholos v'ozkana. And what made this person have to borrow money? The fact that they messed up in these three areas, these three avodos, shehem hefsed atfila, which weakened the tefillah, they damaged the person's tefillah. Shaydeze nofa la'avdus shel ha'ava. That's what caused the person to fall into this slavery of having to borrow. Bechinas eved loyvel ishmalve. Al yidei sheloi sile ka'halvo shel ha'koyche shel ha'koychovim. By the fact that the person did not have the proper tefillah through which one returns all of that energy, which the stars and the angels and all loivin zemizeh, they all borrow from the one above them. Sheloi silko malidei tefillah kanal. The person did not return all of that energy through perfect tefillah. Kol zeh hashibud v'ho'avdus. All of this indebtedness and slavery and servitude, Ikroi noifel ala karka. It falls especially, it affects mostly the ground, the earth, the land. She'ad shom tzrichen shiagiu kol ha'koyches melamala mala. Because as we explained earlier, it's to the land, to the earth, that all of this heavenly energy has to spiral down, come all the way down. Ki oz daiko kishimagin adoretz hagashmi. Because it's only when this heavenly energy, when this spiritual light comes all the way down, down, down to this physical, materialistic earth, oz daiko tzrichen lachzer l'sharosham. It's only then that it's hit the bottom, now it's ready to bounce back up, to roll back up to its source, al yidei shechoizrim u'mispalalim bohem. By the Jews davening with the energy from the earth, with the energy in the vegetation, everything from the earth. That's the concept of returning all of those debts. And therefore, when a person's tefillah is defective, it's deficient, because the person has messed up in those three areas, avodah zarah, gilui erayis, shfichas damim, shaydeizeh noiflim li'avdus, v'shibud shel avah, that's what causes the person to have to go into debt and borrow and liens and all of that. Ikar hashibud chal ala karka. The hold, the stranglehold of the loan, the lien, goes on the land, on property. Because it's from there that there comes forth the ability to remove, to wipe out the debts, to return the loan, as we explained earlier. Paragraph Vav, Alkein, and therefore, Ein koyach lahaloive limkor hakarka lacher, a borrower who borrows money on a certain date, on January 1st, and the loan is for 6 months till June 1st, he has no right to sell land that he owns between January 1st and June 1st to somebody else. Land that's part of that shibud, that's part of that, that there's a lien on it from the money that he borrowed. Ukishemoichra, and if the borrower goes ahead and does sell that land, azai hamalve toyreif hakarkim elikuchos, then the lender has the right to go to the one who bought the land and say, get off my land, I'm taking it away from you, to pay back the money that I lent him, the one that sold you the land. Ki hakarko tomid becheskas hamalve, because the land is always attached to the lender. Because since Reuven lent money to Shimon, who neged chaveroi bebchinas mashpia, then Reuven became a mashpia, and Shimon is a makabel. Shekoichoi bebchinas hamal v'agodlano. And where does a mashpia get his energy from? One who gives. Where does he get his energy to give? He gets it from the ultimate giver, from the Malva Godel, the great lender, Shehakoil Loivim Imenu, from whom everybody receives. Vakoil Meshubodim Elov, and everybody is indebted to him, to the Malva Godel. The Iker Hashibud, and once again, the main lien, Al Ha'oretz, is on the land, on the earth, on the property. ki ha'oretz u'maloyo mishubod lahamal ve'hagodol, because the land, the earth, and everything in it is indebted to the great lender, lahachzir kol ha'koychoy seylov, to return all the energy that it received, to give it back to its source. Vezeh hamal ve'lechaveroi mekabel koyach misham. And therefore, when Reuven lends money to Shimon, Reuven becomes a lender. He's connecting to the big lender, to the great lender, to the Malva Godo. That's where he gets his energy from. V'alkein hakarka shel aloyve mishubedes loy lohitziya fin malekuchos. And therefore, all property that the borrower had at the time he took the loan is all indebted to the lender, even if he sold it to somebody else. Lohitziya fin malekuchos. The lender can even take it out from somebody who bought it. Ki akarka daiko mishubedes lesale kahalvois beruchnius lahamal vagodel kanal. Because it's the property, the land, the earth, that is indebted on a spiritual level to the great lender. V'alkein gam begashmius, and therefore so too on a physical level, siluk kol achoivois valvois chal al akarka daiko. The payment, paying up debts and loans and everything, applies most to land, property, earth. Interesting. The Gemara says that a person who eats without making a bracha is stealing. He's a thief. The Gemara says, why? Because there's a pasuk in the Torah, there's a contradiction in the Torah. There's a pasuk that says, La Hashem ha'oretz u'mlo'a, that the earth and everything in it belongs to Hashem. That's one pasuk. Then there's another pasuk that says, "Hashamayim shamayim l'Hashem v'ha'oretz nosan levnei adam." That Hashem has given the earth, the land, to man. Make up your mind. Who does the land belong to? To Hashem? Who does the eretz belong to? To Hashem or to man? The Gemara says it's no contradiction. Kan koydem abrocha, kan lach abrocha. Before you pray, before you make a bracha on an apple or a tree, it belongs to Hashem. After you make a bracha, it belongs to you. Again, showing what we're showing here. That all energy, everything originates from Hashem. It originates from the Dvar Hashem. And until you generate Dvar Hashem, until you say a bracha, it's Hashem's. Only the minute you say a bracha, you're merging with Hashem. But in tefillah, you're becoming one with Hashem. The word tefillah means dveikus. So now it's Hashem giving to Hashem, Kav Yochel, through the tzaddikim. Zeh Hashar Hashem, the gateway that leads to tzaddikim. Again, Hashem, the Dvar Hashem is this Malva Godel, the tzaddikim with their tefillah are the Malva Godel, and when a Jew davens properly, he becomes a Malva. He's connecting to the Malva. He's connecting, attaching himself to the tzaddik, who's the Malva, attaching himself to the Dvar Hashem. Therefore, it's not stealing anymore. He's part of Hashem. It's Hashem taking from Hashem. Kav Yochel. We'll hold it over here.